Poem, The Beartooths, Montana, Summer 1977. 24. 1. Begin with the train going west. Begin with its refrigerated cold and barely sleeping, and the long time coming from the east through the back lots of cities. Begin with the land flattening out, the disappearance of trees but for a string of green along rivers. Begin with a long gaze appearing. Looking south, the rain begins across the far plains under amber, then lavender clouds. It falls far away, drifting in a curve with the wind. 2. I can see the thin line of packs climbing the thread of trail, curving around the hill out of sight, heading into the high country. In the meadows, meltwater tarns back up to granite walls, and everywhere, color, and grasses, sea moving in swells, and arrowroot and yarrow, lupine, bluebells, paintbrush. We climb on switchbacks and balance on scree and avalanche chutes and go on without worrying about arriving. Walking matters, and the weight of the pack on my hips and the solid extension of my legs, step after step. We live according to the rhythm of walk, rest, walk, eat, make camp, strike camp, and fall asleep watching galaxies slowly pitch above us. The sun pours upon the boulders and rock fields and renders them white. Wind has scoured the uplands. Red and pink flowers shelter in the lee of rock fields. Grasses hold on in tufts. The snowmelt lakes are arctic blue and the sky is cobalt. In the morning, the mist rising from the valleys burns away, and the light comes shattering in again. We leave our packs behind and travel light to the big mountains, walking into the thin air and up, climbing along long angles of steepness and in and out of shadows, stopping to bundle into long fleece and then stripping to short sleeves. Only the walking matters, and resting for apples and cheese, and not talking, and sitting in the sun, backs against boulders, and looking out and away. The cold returns. Snowfields skim the north-facing slopes. Roped in pairs, we look out for each other, and for the way up, straining up in the wind, past the false peaks one after another, until we break out into the long line of the ridge sharpening up to the summit. The edges drop away. There is nothing but space here, sky, and the arc of the sun. We cannot stop gasping and smiling. There is granite, and around, courthouse, mystic, peel, wolf, the skytop lakes, and the blue gems of tarns, and far, far to the west, the violet and royal blue of storm clouds, and light, and sky, and space, and the arc of the sun, and the aperture I have become. 3. Years later, in the Wind Rivers, the writer said we would take the mountains with us. The fever, he said, had taken hold. The last time, I waited to sweep and only watched the packs emptying the trail over the last green hill, and still I waited. The wind disappeared with the sun coming over the ridgeline, and still I waited. I slung my pack and cinched the straps. Walking is all that matters. I remember now how the fever has remained at simmer ever since. Not a day has passed that I do not see them. I know no one without scars, but under that sky, in the light, during all the luminous days, I found nothing broken, but only made quiet, radiant, complete.